Hello and welcome. You're listening to what normally is a guided meditation, and I am your guide, Katie Jo Holton. So this week, what's been up for me is anger and resentment. I say this would normally be a guided meditation because I don't have a guided meditation for you today. What I actually have instead is a practice. So let me give you just a quick backstory here. I'm in the process of moving this week, and I have a lot to do. I have a couple of jobs going on, all at the same time, plus the packing and cleaning, plus where I'm moving is a couple hours away. So there's a lot happening. And all week I've been chipping away at the to-do list, particularly around the house to-do list. And granted, I work from home and my partner goes to work, but I've been holding a lot of resentment because I fucking hate cleaning the house. I don't like it. And I have this whole story I've been weaving this week that poor me, that I'm doing this, my fucking sacrifice. And I'm pissed at my partner that I don't see him stepping up more. And I've been prepping for tomorrow when he's off and he'll have the time and the resources to handle some of this stuff. I've been prepping for disappointment, for him to let me down in some ways. And all the while, this whole week, I'm watching this story happen. I know that it's a story that I'm telling myself. I know that I'm responsible for how I feel and for what I do. Nobody's asking me to do the things that I've been taking on this week. That was my choice. And what I'm coming back around to over and over again is I'm still allowed to be angry about it. I'm still allowed to have some fucking resentment. What I get from doing all of this inner work, from what I get from exploring my inner verse deeply, for taking responsibility for what happens to me in my life, and for calling in what I want, what I get for doing all of this work is the awareness of knowing when I'm creating anger to avoid something and when I'm creating something to avoid anger. It's an experience that a lot of us do avoid. We don't get into the full magnitude of our rage or our resentment. We either try to tamper it down so that it's digestible for other people, or we get mad about the thing that we're not actually mad about. We're so scared of unleashing our anger about the thing we're actually angry about, that instead we get mad about little things here and little things there because they feel like that's something that other people can handle. But you're not responsible for other people's reactions. You're responsible for your actions. So this is the practice this week. What the line we're playing with here is being able to let some of our actual negative emotions out instead of trying to constantly create a new story that we either don't have them, or that it's bad that we have them, or that somehow we're inconveniencing other people for having them. And being able to do so in a way that's responsible. So when we speak words, we are bringing energy in to this dimension. When we say things, we are creating things. So the task here is to be aware, to have the awareness to know when you need to speak something that you've been holding on to, but to be able to do it in a way so that you're not actually shooting bullets at somebody else. And if you have been doing your work, I think you'll know what I mean. And so what I propose is for you to tune into the thing that you are resentful about in your life right now. So you might need to sit with it a little bit, because probably what's going to come up first is the indirect thing, the thing that you're focusing on being mad about, so you don't have to be mad about the thing that you're actually mad about. So I'm going to actually just give you that space right now. Go ahead and close your eyes. Okay. And tune into your body. In particular, tune in to the lower half of your back, where your spinal column meets your sit bones. And from here, feel into the whole backside of your spinal column going up towards your throat. And just breathe here for a few minutes. So instead of trying to calm everything down and quiet everything, I want you to actually call it up. Call all that stuff up that's been hanging down there. And as you call it up, go ahead and just let it sort of like roll off your shoulders. Some of the stuff that's easy to let go can just roll right off your shoulders. And we'll send that out to some healing waters to take care of for us. Yes, and there seems to be one thing in particular that's showing up now. So I just want you to tune into that. Yeah. So with your eye on that, go ahead and open your eyes and receive a nice big breath. So now that you have it, the practice will be to talk about it, preferably with the person who it actually involves, preferably if that relationship is a trusted relationship. And ideally, it would be face-to-face, or in this case, possibly screen-to-screen. But I do encourage you to do it where you can read each other's body languages, and certainly not through Facebook or texts or even phone if you can help it. Okay. And again, if it helps, you know, claim responsibility for it. Say, I know that this is my story. I know that I am creating this. And I am upset because this and that. They might get uncomfortable. They might get angry too. They might actually have something, some backfire or something that they're mad at you about as well. And that doesn't mean that you're not allowed to be angry in the first place just because you aren't perfect either, right? So the practice will be to ask this person to hold some space for you to release these feelings. And what I would like you to do is to claim responsibility for them. This is the edge. Don't put it on the other person. The goal here isn't to make the other person wrong because you feel this way. The goal is to be able to express just the fact that you feel this way. And what that will do is create a field or create a channel for that anger to actually leave your body and go out into the universe and process. versus being trapped in your body or versus being projected at that other person, either indirectly or through bullets and arrows that you shoot to try to harm someone. So, another tidbit here as a practice is if you are feeling a little shy about this, or you're feeling like the thing that you have actually is a really big thing, you might practice working on something that you're still resentful for, but isn't quite so big, so that you can create an experience where you're allowed to have the anger first and then gradually build towards maybe some of the things that are a little bit bigger. If you are practiced in this area, or if you are pretty evolved in this work and very aware of your energy and where you're at and have a stable relationship with this other person, then I encourage you to go for the thing that's really there, the thing that's really deep that you tuned into. And that is the release for you this week. Be brave, be compassionate with yourself, be compassionate with the others around you, and be willing to share what you actually feel. Okay, my loves. Bye for now.